This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Governor Jared Polis's decision to shorten the prison sentence of Tina Peters wasn't his only commutation that raised eyebrows. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
Polis reduced the sentence Friday of a man who shot at two Douglas County deputies in 2008. Brandon Kreicher will be released next month, 35 years earlier than expected. When he was 19, he and a co-conspirator went on a month-long crime spree, stealing cars and robbing homes and stores. When confronted by two deputies, Kreicher fired shots, injuring one. Polis said that Kreicher is a model inmate and his sentence was disproportionate. People at the Douglas County Sheriff's Office disagree. Here's Corporal Mike Adams, who was uninjured in the shooting.
It's a slap to our face. It's a slap in the face of every law enforcement officer that puts on this uniform every day.
Polis pardoned 35 people and reduced sentences for 8 others. Ava Keon, CPR News.
An iconic roadway in Colorado, Independence Pass, will open for the season on Thursday. Here's Stina Sieg.
At more than 12,000 feet, Independence Pass is one of Colorado's most beloved scenic drives. It also shaves hours off the journey between Pitkin and Lake counties. The Curlicue section of Highway 82 winds past alpine lakes, hiking trails, and a ghost town. The Colorado Department of Transportation says the warm, mild winter allowed them to complete much-needed repairs to the road. The pass is typically open until late October or early November.
From Grand Junction, that was Stina Sieg reporting. This is CPR News.